Welcome to Digital Marketing Made Simple. If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur seeking advice on creating a profitable online business, look no further than your host, Jenny Lyon, founder of Jenny Lyon Digital Marketing and Virtual Assistant Services, award-winning writer and 20-year digital marketing expert. For many people, creating a profitable online business is the dream, yet they struggle and they don't have to. Each week, we'll share some of our best digital marketing tips, practices, and strategies to get you optimal results. We'll also chat with experts and share our favorite small business success stories. Together, we're going to strengthen every area of your online business, from content creation, social media, and email marketing, to online courses, webinars, product launches, and more. I hope you find this podcast both empowering and inspirational. Now, let's get started moving your business to the next level.
Hey there. Are you interested in taking your sales funnel to the next level and achieving remarkable success? If so, it's time to embark on the exciting journey towards unlocking your business's full potential. Today, we'll explore sales funnels and go really in depth and reveal three secret weapons that you can use to elevate your strategies and set you up for unstoppable revenue. Hello and welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. I'm your host, Jenny Lyon, and today I'm so excited to jump into the three secret weapons for crafting a sales funnel that will drive unstoppable revenue for you. Let's jump into it. So this is really an opportunity to equip yourself with the tools and the insights that you need to really supercharge your business. So I want to dive into some innovative approaches and provide some actionable tactics to really help you transform your overall sales funnel into this revenue-generating powerhouse. And by making some simple yet powerful changes to your funnel, you can really achieve some significant results and really set the stage for sustainable growth and success over and over again. So if you're ready to dive into the details of sales funnels and unlock their full potential, then let's dig into it. All right, first things first. So what is a sales funnel and why do you even need one? Today's online business world is highly competitive, and a high converting sales funnel is really essential if you want to see sustained success in your business. And it's more than attracting potential customers. You really have to guide them through a really seamless journey that will take them from lead to conversion. And having a well-designed sales funnel really acts as a strategic roadmap. It's going to lead your audience from that initial awareness to decisive action and ultimately to being a paying customer and a loyal customer. So I really want to dig into three secret ways that you can transform your sales funnel into, again, this unstoppable revenue generating powerhouse. And when you really understand and can implement these strategies, then you really can take your business to new heights. So understanding what a sales funnel is really crucial for the success of your business. It's kind of this graphical representation of your overall customer's journey before they make a purchase. So it's something you want to kind of think about, you know, as that funnel, where those leads come in, what happens to those leads once they're into your ecosystem, and what does that whole funnel look like before they become paying customers? So there's four stages of a sales funnel. So when people first enter into your sales funnel, they're at the awareness stage. This is really where they're just becoming aware of your business or your products or your services. And at this stage in your sales funnel, it's really your responsibility to grab their attention and create interest. Then, of course, they move into the interest stage of your sales funnel. So once you've grabbed their attention, then you want to build that interest. This really involves providing valuable information, engaging content, anything that you can do to increase their interest in your business. Then they move into the decision phase. So this is where they've kind of evaluated their options, they're ready to purchase, or they're ready to move on to another option, which we do not want them to do. And then they move into the action phase. So this is where they go from a lead to a customer. They take that desired action that you want, which is making a purchase. And when you understand those different parts of the sales funnel, it really helps you to tailor the different types of content and touch points and marketing efforts that you'll have at every single stage in your funnel that will really ensure that your customers are guided very smoothly towards conversion. Okay, so let's jump into our secret weapons. So secret weapon number one is compelling and targeted content. When you craft targeted, compelling content that is really made to attract your prospects and pull them into your funnel. So you really want to tailor your content to be very specific to their preferences and their needs at, again, every stage of the funnel. So you want to make sure that you're capturing their attention and you're moving them towards the next step. So if it's something like your lead magnet, that is that first step into your funnel, you want to think how your lead magnet needs to be something very valuable that they just cannot pass up. So you don't want to give them too much, but you want to give them enough valuable content in your free lead magnet that they can implement it. It's actionable. It's something that they can do today and start to see results with immediately. It's something that gets them excited. So then when you're moving them into your funnel, everything that you're providing from that point on extends the value of what you promised during that lead magnet and builds off of it. So you're providing even more value as you move them through the funnel towards your paid products or services. Next up is really personalizing the content. That is really critical. You know, businesses can really leverage personalized content at the top of the funnel by really creating this personalized experience. You really want it to speak directly to that ideal client. It needs, again, needs to speak to their interests, to their pain points, and again, kind of move them through that funnel. You also want to think that way when it comes to your messaging and your calls to action. Those really need to be compelling and targeted. So make sure that you're aligning your language, your tone, everything that you're creating really to, again, their specific needs. You really want to encourage them as you move them through the process. So I like to think of your funnel as a series of touch points where your ideal client is getting little quick wins along the way. You know, they're learning something, they're able to put something into action. Again, not giving them too much because we still want them to need your products or services at the, you know, bottom of the funnel, but enough that they are energized, they're excited, they're learning something, they can implement it into their life or their business and see some small wins so that they're just more and more excited to work with you in a paid capacity to see the big wins. And then, of course, you want to have a personalized follow-up content. So that's your nurture sequence, right? So once someone comes into your ecosystem, you need to make sure that you're nurturing them on a very regular basis. So again, you need to be sending out those nurturing content from the moment they come into your funnel until the moment they become a paying customer. As I've been doing this for 23 years now, I swear, every single funnel I've worked on is so different, and it's so interesting to see where people convert in the funnel. So, you know, sometimes we get them to convert really early in the funnel. Depends on what it is. Sometimes it takes more time. So we really want to dig in and make sure that we're providing them with enough value and information and knowledge, you know, the information that they need to make that decision to become a paying customer. So again, keep that in mind as you're creating all of your nurturing content. Secret weapon number two is personalization. That is so important in this day and age. I mean, personalization enables you to tailor interactions to this specific person. So you can do that on such a fine level now, from all the way at the top of the funnel down. So make sure that everything that you're doing is very personalized to them. So that means that you're going to have different types of dynamic content that is going to be really personalized to their location, to their interests, to their needs. So for example, if you have a business like mine, where I offer a lot of different services, so someone may come into my ecosystem because they're interested in website development, or maybe they come in because they're interested in email marketing or social media marketing. We want to make sure that those people don't all get dumped into the same nurture sequence, the same funnel. Those people are all going to have different needs. So if someone comes into my ecosystem because they're interested in website development or website redesign, then it would make sense that my nurturing content would support that. So maybe they come into my funnel through my website audit workbook. They download that for free, which you can grab on the website. They start to do the workbook. They are implementing what they're learning as they go. But then my nurturing content starts to drip out to them that provides more value on how, you know, they can do some tweaks on their website on their own, but then starts to move them towards, hey, you know, I can help you in all of these different ways. So maybe it's a website audit. Maybe you need someone to come in, take a look at your website, you know, front to back, and provide you with a full audit of what needs to be done on your website to really turn it into the conversion powerhouse it should be. Whereas someone who comes into my ecosystem for email marketing, they're going to be much more interested in email content. So they want to know how to build their email list. They want to know those tips and tricks, and they're going to want more valuable content around that. If they were all to be dumped into the same bucket, the content wouldn't fit their individualized needs and interests. So you just want to make sure that you're really personalizing the content. Next up is to customize your sales interactions. So this is where you can kind of pop in and follow up with people based on where they're at in the funnel. So that may be something like, a lot of times in clients' funnels, we'll have different types of touch points where someone can schedule a free discovery call, somewhere where they can hop on a call with someone, learn a little bit more, get some more information. That can really be a great conversion point. I've had that work really well for a lot of clients where they want to provide their audience with, you know, just enough valuable information to get them moving forward. But then once they can get them on the phone, it's much easier to convert them. So we want to kind of sprinkle in those ways that we can kind of have some sales interactions with them. And then, of course, even after a sale, you have to think of your funnel beyond that, right? So if you have people that come in through the lead magnet, they start to receive your nurturing content. At some point, they take your call to action, they make a purchase. Now what, right? We want to have that post sequence set up so that it's not just a one-off, they purchased, that was it. We want to continue to provide value, maybe the next steps, right? Next steps. So if it's, again, if someone comes into my ecosystem looking for a website redesign, once they've purchased, so say they hire us to do an audit on their website and then do a complete redesign, well, then we want to start thinking, well, what would be the next step? What would be the next step that they might need in their business? What type of help do they need? We want to provide them with more content to get them thinking about that. Hey, great, you have this amazing website now. Now it's time to start thinking about email marketing or social media marketing. You get the idea. You kind of want to move them through your products and services as they grow with you in your business. And then secret weapon number three is optimized conversion strategies. So optimizing conversion strategies within the sales funnel is really essential for driving higher engagement and maximizing the impact of your customer interactions. So when you tailor your conversion optimization strategies, again, to their preferences, it makes it really easy for you to be able to go in and see what's working and what's not working. So I like to really watch a funnel as it's built, and then once it's launched, to see where are people landing, what emails are people opening, where are they going, what actions are they taking. That can tell you a lot. If you look at that overall funnel and you see, oh my gosh, yes, people are opening emails up until a certain point, or people are converting on the fourth email. What can we do to tighten that up? What else can we offer them? If people aren't converting at a certain point, what do they need? What do they need to be warmed up more so that once they hit these different conversion points, they'll convert? And then, of course, your conversion points. So you want to make sure that you're looking at not just your funnel, as far as the emails go, but the overall picture. So I see this a lot where people will only look at like their open rates on their email to determine whether or not their lead magnet funnel, for example, is effective, where you really have to look beyond that. So you want to look at things like your landing page, your thank you page, your checkout processes. You really want to make sure that you personally, or you have someone else, go through your whole funnel experience to really ensure that it's seamless. You want to tighten it up as much as you possibly can so that you can drive higher conversions right out the gate. And another fun thing that you can do throughout your funnel is offer customized offers and incentives. So I do this in a lot of my funnels where if someone comes into my ecosystem because they're interested in social media marketing and maybe they've downloaded one of my 10 social media workbooks or templates, then one of my customized offers and incentives for them is like a tripwire where they can purchase a social media strategy of some sort, and they get it at a very, very discounted price. But again, it's a great way to get a conversion really quickly, warm them up even more, and get them again excited, implementing, and ready to move on to the next level with you. Okay, so now that we've kind of talked about the different ways that you can really optimize your overall sales funnel and really create something that can be bringing in revenue for you all hours of the day, now it's time to really step in and take some action with your homework this week. So first things first, I would love for you to grab just a sheet of paper and draw out your funnel. So draw out every stage, right? So where do people come in? Write out what lead magnets do you have? What is it that you are offering to bring people into your ecosystem? Then on your little map, map out what the next stages are. What are you offering them during the awareness phase and so forth as you're going through? Map out that entire funnel to see every single stage so that you can examine it more quickly. I also like to jot down what they get in each stage. That way, I kind of have this visual representation of, okay, this is the information that I'm providing them at these different phases. What are we missing? What can I provide more of that will help them to convert quicker? Next up is to create more targeted content. So once you've mapped out your funnel and you have a really good idea of how much content you're sending to them throughout each of the phases, and it does need to be substantial content. I see a lot of times where people will have a funnel that's just, a couple of emails that go out and that's it, but it really does take, a lot of touch points, usually 7 to 10 touch points before someone will say yes. So we want to make sure that that funnel is definitely fleshed out and has a lot of content and value and is tailored, again, very specific to whatever it is that they opted in for as related to whatever product or service you want them to purchase at the bottom of the funnel. And then look for opportunities within your funnel to implement personalization. So go through all of your different pieces of content. How can you really fine-tune it? Are your emails very general and speaking very, very broadly? Can you narrow those in? Are you using their name? Are you, you need to really make sure that it's really, again, written in a way that really speaks to their preferences and their behaviors. And then next up is as you're mapping out your funnel, pull up whatever systems you use for your funnel and jot down your stats. I like to do this especially on the emails where I'll say, okay, when people are in this phase of the funnel, these are the emails that they get. What calls to action do I have on each of these emails? And what are my open rates and click-through rates on each of these emails? This will really help you. Just by analyzing this information, you can see so much. I mean, it just really is eye-opening when you see, okay, I have the second email in the awareness phase and nobody opens it. Why? Well, my guess would be the subject line, but there could be, you know, other reasons. Maybe you're sending it way too soon. You know, maybe it goes out, you know, an hour after the first email went out, something like that. So you can really get a lot of information by those analytics. So when you map that out, go back through and optimize your conversion points. See where you have your calls to action and really see what do your open rates look like on particular emails. Do you need to tweak some subject lines? Maybe you can do some A/B testing, do some different variations, but really analyze the behavior throughout the funnel so that you can come back, tweak it a bit, and make it better. Which brings me to consistently refine. So that's just something you have to do with all of your marketing. You really want to always be looking at your sales funnel to see where it needs attention. You know, where is it not aligning with what your audience is looking for? And by taking those actionable steps, then you really will be on your way to implementing these secret weapons. These are things that I know people don't do because this is what I do for a living, and I cannot tell you how many funnels I fix and how many times I go in. And a lot of times it's very simple things that are the reason that the funnel doesn't convert. I had one that I did just a couple weeks ago. When we went in and we were going through the whole process and mapping everything out, there were a series of emails that were still in draft, so they weren't even dripping out. And then there were several emails that had broken links. So you can just see how the client put so much work into creating all this great content and value, but then something fell apart at some point and it wasn't tested properly. Something happened, and that is the reason that the funnel isn't converting. So really make sure that you're taking time to look at the funnel, really adapt it as you go, and really have a commitment to delivering this real exceptional experience. You know, we live in a world now where I feel like experience is more important than ever. So you really want to ensure that as your ideal customer is moving through your funnel, that they really feel supported at every stage and that they will convert into a paying customer much quicker for you. And of course, if you have any questions at all about sales funnels or any of your marketing, or if you're looking for help with your funnel, maybe it isn't converting, please reach out. I'm always happy to answer any questions you have. You can always schedule a free call at jennylyon.com/chat with Jenny. But either way, I hope you found these three secret weapons for crafting a sales funnel that really drives revenue helpful. And I would love to hear what you think. So drop me a note, and I will see you next time on another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to click the subscribe button wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, please leave a review. If you want to connect with Jenny, you can find her at jennylyon.com or on social media. We'll see you next week for another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple.